Dak Prescott was sidelined, but Cooper Rush has been holding it down, reeling off two straight wins in Dak's absence. Here's Jerry Jones' evaluation of Cooper Rush.
Well, let me say this. He's certainly playing as well as anybody could have expected. Has got the makeup for a top quarterback, and I underline the word makeup for a top quarterback. For Dak, as far as his ability to potentially function in a couple of weeks or a week or 10 days or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I don't think you could ask for a better result. The type of injury it is, he'll be able to play within a week or two. I think his progress is nothing short of amazing.
Like Jerry said, Cooper Rush playing well as anyone expected, but can he keep it up until Dak returns? Here's the remaining schedule for the season. Our analytics have Dallas finishing with a 10-7 record and a 73% chance to make the playoffs. Michael Irvin was feeling good after that Monday Night Football win over the Giants. Let's flash back to his epic rant yesterday that had me crying.
I had faith in Rush. We trust. I said that. And Russ delivered. Oh, my God. The Cowboys are 2-0 under Cooper Rush. The season is not over. It just started. I'm going to tell you this, too. I have been hurting because I have been having to tell the truth about how great Philadelphia looks. And they do look great. And I said there is no chance. But with that finger licking, pass Russ, we do got a chance. Now, we should talk about CeeDee Lamb. Did you know the number 8 stands for new beginning? That's why 88 is so special. God knows I needed so many new beginners. And 88s can take a new beginning. The Bible talks about men like this. They call them mighty men of valor. You might mess up, but you will do everything you have to do to make your mess up right. And that's what CeeDee Lamb did last night. He did everything. You want to talk about a playmaker? That's a playmaker. He made the plays. And then the one-handed stab for the grab of the touchdown on the go-ahead. It's what playmakers do. It's what 88 do. I'm going to be quiet. Maybe I've overtalked, and maybe I've overextended my welcome. I may not ever be back again, but I got in what I needed to get in. So I'm going to just woosah.
You talked for 11 minutes straight. The best part, my favorite line was maybe I overstayed my welcome. I might not be back.
Molly, yeah. can I chime in before we start this subject?
Yeah, hey, Swaggo.
He said the He said the number 8 is for new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's two number 8s. 88 is two new beginnings, really? Really? That's what he's going to do?
Yeah, he said he needed multiple new beginnings.
Exactly.
The man said he needed
more.
Multiple.
And they're going to need more. And they're going to need more.
Can you let us have a moment? No. Can you just let us
Why?
Have a moment?
Hold on. I was sitting next to the brother yesterday when he gave a damn sermon. Well, on national television, while sweat was blowing in my direction.
You always want
right
to douse. You always want to douse water on when we fired up. Let us have a moment, okay? We understand in the back of our mind what usually happens, but while we riding this roller coaster and we going up, let us enjoy it.
He doesn't. Okay, you're right. I apologize because I'll be there for the fall. So you're right. You're right. I'll be right there for the fall.
Okay.
All right. Let me ask you this, Swaggo, and I'll come to you on this. In all seriousness, do you think the Cowboys look like a playoff team right now?
Yeah, they do. They do right now. Defensively, I think they're going to be one of the better units in the NFL, not just in the NFC East. And obviously, we know what Philly is offensively and defensively based on what they did to Washington. But what Dan Quinn has been doing is not something new that we've been talked about. We talked about this last year, and we asked about the sustainability of turnovers. Well, it's not in the vein of turnovers. It's in the vein of pressuring quarterbacks, making big plays, and putting teams in negative yardage situations. When we think about Dallas, all we usually focus on, and even I've been a victim of this, is offense. And Dak Prescott and the wide receivers and the offensive line. The offensive line right now is the number one blocking offensive line in the NFL. And I know that has a lot to do with opponent, and it's going to get tougher as the road goes along. But there are some things about Dallas that even I didn't think would materialize this early. The other thing that I see, Molly, Stephen A. and Mad Dog, is that Kellen Moore has stepped his game up. Because sometimes you get into the vein of having a guy that you think can bail you out on everything that you're doing offensively. I've been critical of him. He's done a good job with Cooper Rush. It was the Giants and it was the Bengals. So I'm not about to start ringing the bell or sweating like Michael Irvin on the show or talking about what God did like DJ Khaled. I'm just going to sit back and say it at 2-0. I didn't expect them to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. I expected them to beat the Giants because it's a divisional opponent and you can have success. The Cowboys look like a playoff team based on being in the NFC. If they were in the AFC, it might be a different conversation we would be having.
They didn't believe. God did. Whatever. Let me tell you something, man. I got to tell you. It's just unbelievable to me. So let me get this straight. So they go up against a Bengals squad with no offensive line. I mean, Joe Burrow's on suicide watch every weekend, okay? All right. So the Dallas Cowboys, they hold on for dear life after giving up a lead, and they got to squeeze that victory out, okay? And then after that, they go up against Daniel Jones and the New York Giants. Okay, no quarterback, no number one quarterback, no number one wide receiver, nobody that's a number one kind of talent on the offensive line. All you got is poor Saquon Barkley trying to carry the team on his shoulders. But we're going to stop the presses, and we're going to sit up there and say, you know, Dallas Cowboys look like a playoff team. I mean, this is unbelievable. I got to tell y'all something right now.
What do they look like?
They look like a decent football team. They don't look like trash. They look like a decent football team with an elite defense, a suspect offense, okay? And here's the reality of the situation. They vying for the wild card. It ain't like they winning the NFC East. We all know that. Okay. We all know they ain't winning the NFC East. They ain't beat Philadelphia. And so when we look at it from that perspective, right, since you're not going to win your division, because I'm declaring that, I'm speaking that into existence because
you
it's just going to happen, okay?
Okay,
now you got whether it's Los Angeles, Arizona, or San Francisco out west, whether it's Tampa or New Orleans in the south, because somebody that's on this show right now, he don't have on his goggles Spiano glasses right now, you understand? But some dude named Marcus Spears that people affectionately know as Swag Goo was talking about Jameis Winston and what kind of impact he was going to get when I was talking about
right now, my bad.
He's the question, okay? So you got New Orleans and Tampa Bay in the south. You got Green Bay, Minnesota, and we can't sleep on Detroit in the north and Chicago for that matter, all right? And, of course, that's what you got to deal with. So the Dallas Cowboys got to deal with all of those teams. They didn't look great when Dak Prescott was in the lineup. They riding Richie Cunningham, Cooper Rush right now, okay? Mm-hmm. So they riding him right now, all right? All right, CeeDee Lamb, he made that fantastic one-handed catch. We acted like that was the same catch that Odell Beckham Jr. made years ago or Pickens just made a week ago.
Don't dilute the man catch. It was a phenomenal catch.
It was a nice catch. It was a nice catch, okay?
Don't do that. You're needling right now.
Listen,
you're needling. It's a great catch.
CeeDee Lamb. I like CeeDee Lamb, but he did drop a 52-yard touchdown.
Well, we all saw that. He asked for it right there.
We did drop it, right? Okay. And I'm just saying, there's a lot of questions, and everybody acting like Dallas is destined for the playoffs. No, the hell they ain't. Go
Stephen
on,
a.
Doggy.
I'm sorry, Doggy. Go ahead, man.
I'm with you.
Wait until
Marcus,
Doggy.
I'm with you. He's lost. First off, Steve, there's a lot of bad teams in the NFL. So the idea now that you're going to kill them for beating the Giants, there's a lot of garbage teams. How come you don't kill the Eagles, who just beat the Lions, Vikings, and Washington 3-0, and you got a number one on your chart?
But their schedule doesn't count,
but Dallas's does. Now, you killed me before about being inconsistent. That seems to be pretty inconsistent. The Eagles are the best team in football. They played nobody. Dallas, no big deal. They beat the Giants. Who cares? Which one is it? Number two, last year they won the division and lost a home playoff game. So maybe they're a little better off if they don't win the division, take the pressure off them, and maybe they go out there and win two or three games on the road in the playoffs. Number three, they have not a good defense. They got a great defense. Outside of Green Bay and Tampa, you name me a better defense in the NFL. They get the quarterback. They got a great player in this Parsons who, he's not LT, but let's put him in
that
discussion.
He's the second coming. He's the second coming to LT.
He's great, and they got a good ball hawk in secondary. They killed Cincinnati. They killed the Giants. Giants did nothing in that game outside of one Barkley run. Right. And then finally, look at that schedule. They got the Lions at home. They got the Bears at home. They got Washington at home.
He can't
stand it. Nobody in that schedule. Look at this schedule. This
can't
is garbage. Lions, Bears, Giants, Colts, Texans. They're going to win 10 games.
Wait a minute. Well, first of all, they got a bye week this upcoming week. Let's throw that out there because the Commanders are a bye week. Let's throw that in there right now, okay? So they got that bye week. After that, I got the Dallas Cowboys losing three of the next four games.
I'm sorry. They're going to beat the Lions and Bears. I apologize.
I got them losing, I'd say, at least four of the next six games. I mean, I got them losing to the Rams, the Eagles, the Packers, and at least at one of the three in the Lions, Bears, and Vikings. They're going to lose one of those games.
Well, I can't believe it. Steven, let me see.
Steven,
hey,
I got two wins.
I got that. He is wishing bad on the Dallas Cowboys right now. He is wishing bad on them.
Not at all. I got
them. He wishing bad on them.
I got them losing. And by the way, I got Swaggoo.
See, here's what confuses me.
Hold on, Swaggoo. I got Swaggoo on this. Dougie, at the beginning of the season, you know, you remember when we did that show in Dallas when, you know, you watched like everybody else watched?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, by the way, you know, ratings up double digits. You'll see that all over social media in a little while. You know, we just continue to do what we do. Thank y'all very much for your support. I appreciate it. Can't do it without y'all. The point that I'm trying to make to y'all is this. When you look at we were in Dallas, and Dougie, I sat up there and said, Micah Parsons is the best player on the Dallas Cowboys. He's the true star of the Dallas Cowboys. And Swaggoo disputed what I said.
I did.
The Cowboys are winning. They are on a two-game winning streak, and everybody's raving about them. Who's the quarterback?
Cooper Rush.
Thank you. You see what I'm saying?
We were having a conversation.
Because they're doing it without Dak.
We were having a conversation about who's the star of the Dallas Cowboys.
And he is Micah Parsons.
It's Dak
That's
Prescott.
Who it is.
Micah Parsons is the best player for the Dallas Cowboys.
Dak Prescott
is the star for the Dallas Cowboys. Let me say this, too. The question is, on this graphic, do the Cowboys look like a playoff team? The answer is yes. Yes, they do. They do. Now, does it matter who they played? Absolutely. But all we have to go by is what we've seen. They look like a playoff team. And even I'm being proven wrong. I didn't think they would have. I thought they would split this game.
Dougie doesn't do that, Swaggoo. Dougie doesn't do that. Dougie goes by past. Just like he brought up Lamar Jackson. Past. Why can't I bring up the past? I mean, they ain't been winning in 27
years. We're talking about the present.
That's what he does. He does it.
You act like I'm going to sit on this show and agree with Dougie on everything. We happen to agree on this. Thank you, Dougie, because I think you're absolutely right. But here's the deal. Even I was down on the Cowboys when Dak got hurt. They've done a better job. They look like a playoff team. Yeah. And it's more about that defense.
We had said they needed to just get one win while Dak was out, and now they've already gotten two and counting. So we'll keep
Why
it going.
You looking mad? What you looking mad for?
Because you always talking about you don't like the fans and you wishing bad on the team.
No, never that.
Yeah, you are. Talking about the fans. I don't like the fans. I'm okay with the Cowboys. I don't like the fans. You wishing bad on the team right now.
Never.
You are dismissing what they just did for the past 2 weeks.
I'm just pointing out what I'm seeing. They're all right.
What you saw is them play great defense and win two games without Dak Prescott. That's what you saw.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming into the season, we raved about the AFC West and how competitive it looked, the best division in football. Now that division is the home to the only winless team in the NFL, the Raiders, and a 1-2 team. A bit of a shocker considering the big additions of Devontae Adams, Chandler Jones, plus offensive juggernaut in Josh McDaniels. Here's Devontae on the team's slow start.
Frustrated and angry. Expect more. And I mean, it's not easy to win in this league, so we know that, and we, you know, nobody's naive to the fact that it's not, nobody's just going to lay down and just give you a victory. But at the end of the day, we expect more, and we'll do it better as we move forward.
All right. Swagoo, does Adams have a right to be frustrated?
Yeah, he has a right. They're not having success. This is not what he planned for when he went to Las Vegas. Now, fortunately, it's a lot of season left. But you sitting here at an 0-3 record, you consider the top wide receiver by a lot of people in the NFL. He's been targeted, not unsuccessfully. Him and Derek Carr, obviously, we talked about their relationship coming into the season. Josh McDaniels coming over. I think somebody need to look at Josh McDaniels, too, while we start talking about Derek Carr and how bad he's performing in this offense. We also need to couple Josh McDaniels in that conversation because we all talked about him potentially being one of the better coaches in the NFL. It's not working out right now. And for what you want Devontae Adams to do? Get on camera and be like, oh, it's okay. We're 0-3. Everything's fine. I'm not mad about it. We'll get it right. I hate when dudes do that. This is a business of winning. That's what the NFL is. And when you got great players like Devontae Adams is, and they're not having success based on where he's come from, you're supposed to be frustrated and angry about being 0-3 with what you thought you were going to be coming into the season. It's warranted. I think they will get it right because of the veteran presence and the guys that's on this team. But, yeah, he has every right to be frustrated.
Well, listen, this serves him right as far as I'm concerned. Why would you ever leave Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay for Las Vegas and Derek Carr?
Don't do that. Don't do that, doggy.
Why would you do it?
Don't do that.
But Marcus, why would you do it? You don't leave a great quarterback.
He did not know if the quarterback was coming back. He didn't know if the quarterback was coming back.
Oh, quarterback was coming back. You thought that. I thought that. The whole world thought he was coming back. Where was he going? Oh, I did. You did, too. Come on, Marcus. You thought.
No, I didn't.
Last year, he was coming back. He was coming back.
Doggy, so Devontae Adams lying when he said that Aaron Rodgers being up in the air about what he was going to do? You think he lying about that?
Well, did he pick up the phone and call Aaron Rodgers and ask if he was coming back?
I don't know what he did, doggy. This is what he said.
I mean,
it ain't
Packers,
me saying it. Go ahead and finish what you're saying. That's crazy.
I thought he left the Packers because he wanted to play with his best friend, Derek Carr. I thought he left Green Bay because his whole idea was to play with his buddy Carr. Why would you leave that great market with that good team, great quarterback in that lousy division? Why would you leave that to go to the Raiders, who don't have owner's never won. The owner's never won there. The owner's never won. The city is not a great NFL town, and Derek Carr is not a great quarterback. Why would you do that? That makes any sense. You go where the quarterback is. So now that he's moaning and groaning in 0-3, I can't listen to it. I can't listen to it. Can't listen to it. And by the way, one stat for him, so it makes it fun. You know, there's only one team in the last 11 years that was 0-3 and made the playoffs. Only one, the Houston Texans. So he's not making the playoffs. He's not making a postseason. So he's got 15 games or 14 games and not making the postseason.
A couple of things. First of all, let's calm down. Let's calm down our emotions.
You don't tell nobody to calm down. You do not. You are not the person to tell nobody to calm down.
Let's just be cool, all right? That's number one. Number two. Doggy, let me give you a list of reasons. You leave Green Bay.
What's that?
Because it's Green Bay. I mean, it's cold, all right? I mean, cheese, a lot of cheese in there.
It's a great football city.
Well, you think?
What else they got up there? I, you know, I'm not aware.
I'm just saying.
I mean, stop it. I mean, you're damn right. It's a good football town. What else they got? Okay. I mean, I understand. I mean, listen. You want to go to Green Bay? You fly to Milwaukee and you drive. I mean, that's my knowledge. I mean, I'm not aware of any other way to get there. I'm just not aware of it. I mean, I'm not saying it, but I'm not aware. Okay. So I mean, I understand what you're coming from, but let's also take other things into consideration here. It's Sin City, and I got news for you, brother. You talk about they ain't a football town. They don't have to be a football town. It's Sin City. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, okay? Because your life matters, all right? Now, let's get that out the way. Now, let's get to the football portion of it. Aaron Rodgers is dancing around the notion that he might not stick around for long, that even if he were to come back, that the days were dwindling and he was contemplating moving on, going on some diet and traveling Lord knows where and all of this other stuff that he was doing. You're Devontae Adams. You're thinking long term. You're thinking long term. The real issue, doggy, is not that he left Green Bay for Vegas. Okay? The real issue was not that he left Aaron Rodgers. The real issue was that he rolled there with his buddy Derek Carr, who's got to show up. 60% of his passes are completed only. 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. By the way, you in a division with Russell Wilson, who's shown some slippage, by the way. You have Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. You're talking about Derek Carr perpetually, for years to come, being at best the third best quarterback in his own division. That's problematic. And if you're Devontae Adams, you clearly believe that you could help change that. Well, guess what? Thus far, that has not happened. Now, a guy getting popped, fumbling the football, stuff like that, that's not Derek Carr's fault, and I get that. But he's overthrown, he's underthrown, he's not handling pressure well. Some decisions he's not making, that's as adroit as he was last year and what have you. Derek Carr is a good dude, really good face of a franchise. Says all the right things, but appears allergic to winning.
Well, first of all, hold on a second.
He's not winning.
Hold
now,
on
don't get me wrong. He's not some loser, but he's not winning.
Stephen A.
If you're Devontae Adams, you clearly believe you could change that. I understand it, but you need a quarterback to do it when you're a wide receiver.
I'm blaming
Josh McDaniels, by the way. You are right about Josh McDaniels.
Thank you. Thank you. Please, thank you so much for saying that. First of all, last year, y'all know Derek Carr went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Without all of this. So you add one of the better receivers in the NFL and you change the head coach. Which one do y'all think has more of an impact?
Josh McDaniels. I said it. Let me answer that.
Okay.
You're right. But I'm looking at this here, Marcus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This is his 9th year in the National Football League. He's been in the playoffs twice. Last year was his first playoff game. And I understand there's a lot that's been going on in Oakland. I'm sorry, Las Vegas. Yeah. I understand that, Oakland before that, Las Vegas now. But when do we get to look at you if you are the franchise quarterback?
Stephen A., that's fair. But are we also looking at Russell Wilson with Nathaniel Hackett?
We are looking at him.
Did we not see the Kansas City Chiefs struggle early in the year last year with the same coaching staff?
Yes.
It takes a while. I'm not saying that the Raiders are going to have a resurgence and become the best team in the NFL. I'm just not going. And, doggy, that's a great point. 0-3 never made the playoffs. I got you. I understand that statistically, FPI, whatever numbers you want to throw out there. The question is, does Devontae Adams have the right to be frustrated? You damn right he does, because this is not what he expected. And based on what he saw Derek Carr do last year, he did not expect for the offense to do this.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you, Swaggoo, is that, okay, we get it. He has every right to be frustrated. You and I are on the same page there. And I don't think he's somebody that should be quiet, doggy, because he's an elite receiver. We know what he brings to the table, but we also know he can't throw the damn football to himself, and he's not calling plays for himself. So clearly Derek Carr and Josh McDaniels deserve a brunt of the responsibility. But what I'm saying, Swaggoo, is this. If Devontae Adams made a mistake, I don't have to. You don't have to. Oh, we can look in the AFC West and go like this. Even with me there, this brother ain't going to be better than Justin Herbert or Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to be playing for the third best quarterback in the division at best.
Yeah.
Now, now we don't have to be Devontae Adams to know that.
Absolutely.
We'll leave it there, guys. We have another AFC West matchup this weekend because the Raiders host the Broncos as they'll be looking to get their first win of the season. Just win, baby. That's the motto, right?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com.
Well, they call Mad Dog for a reason, and I think you know what this segment's about. Tell us, get number one. What's
Mad
Dog? Yeah,
we're looking forward to it. This is an easy one. This is a disgrace. The NFL, this investigation better be a good one. How is Tua knocking this game off this banging, getting his bell rung after this scenario? Look at this! His head hits the ground hard, and he's staggering around. He can't even know where he is. Look at this. With all the CTE problems that we have in football, they got to look at this! I mean, how in the world is he playing in this game? He went into the locker room for 23 minutes and came out and played the second half, and the NFL tells me that they're concerned about safety? He should not have played. That is a disgrace. Now, I know he felt better, played well in the second half.
Protocol.
He said it was his back. That was not his back, okay? He saw the head hit the turf. That was not his back. That really, really bothered me. He should never have played the second half. He should have played tomorrow if the NFL tells us that they care about player safety. That's number one.
All right. I concur.
I said it Monday, Molly, when you asked me about it. I said, I don't want to hear anything about a damn back. I said, I don't believe that for 1 second. That man was concussed. There's no doubt about it. I don't think that was a back injury at all. Doggy, way to go. Good job, buddy. Good job.
Yeah.
All right.
They said he went through concussion protocol.
Nonsense.
The NFLPA is looking. I'm just telling you. You're angry. What else are you angry about?
Number two, can USC act like they've been there before? They came in behind to beat Oregon State. Oregon State! They won the game. They got a late touchdown, and they destroyed the Oregon State fan. They killed them left and right. They did the thing at the half at midfield. Then look at this! This is USC football! Lincoln Riley, get your team in the locker room. Thank God you won the game because you should have lost. They won 17-14 against the Beavers of OSU, and they act like they beat Alabama to win a championship game. This is USC! Act properly! You don't make a big deal about Oregon State. That drove me crazy, that celebration. And they went nuts. That's just a little bit of it. They went crazy with the Oregon State fan and everything else. So I'm down on USC.
Oh, calm down. They're kids, for crying out loud, okay? They were just having fun. They were enjoying themselves. So stop being some old curmudgeon, okay? Just stop it, all right? The fact of the matter is, what was their record last year? 4-8? Over the last 5 years, they played in the Holiday Bowl. It hasn't exactly been, you know, roses and all of that stuff. By the Rose Bowl, okay? They got a new coach
who's incredibly innovative, highly respected, and respected, and they've got this city of Los Angeles buzzing, okay? Leave them alone. Stop being so ridiculous sometimes. Just stop it. No,
I don't agree with you.
That's how some of us felt about Cowboys fans. I won't name names in that celebration after beating my Giants.
Okay.
Like you beat potentially one of the worst teams in football. Let's all settle down a bit.
Okay.
And I can say that I'm a Giants fan. All right.
Just
what else?
You your Giants one of the worst teams in football?
Yeah, I did. Did you have high hopes going into the season? No, you didn't. You see how the Cowboys celebrate like they won a Super Bowl? Let's carry on.
All right. Now this is a tricky one because I love the guy. But this theme that our own Buster Olney has thrown out there, and a lot of people have jumped on it, that this is one of the 10 greatest offensive seasons in the history of Major League Baseball, he's hitting 314. DiMaggio in 37. I know Steve hates when I do this.
Hit 367?
Hit 363. Mantle in 19 when he won the Triple Crown in 56, hit 352. Okay. This is not one of the five or six greatest seasons in the history of baseball with Ruth, Garrick, Musial, Williams, Mantle. I can even throw in Bonds, so I don't want to do it. This is not on that level. So let's tone it down a little bit. He's had an incredible year. This is not the top five or six greatest offensive seasons in the history of Major League Baseball.
I'm gonna attack you on a couple of points, although I get your overall point. Number one, you don't get to sit up there and say, I can bring up Bonds if you want to when you've done everything to decry Bonds, okay? That's number one. Number two, could you do me a favor? If you're gonna bring up something from the past, could you at least have the decency to bring up somebody that did it when the sport was integrated?
In 1937,
they weren't playing
or
against black players.
How about when he was alive?
How about when I was alive? But more importantly, black players, you didn't play against everybody. You didn't play against the best in the 1930s because black folks weren't participating. And we know when it comes to athletics, we got something to say about that in terms of our impact, okay? So do me a favor with that. Now, I understand what you're saying about Judge, and in the grand scheme of things, you're probably right. You can come up with a few names, but he is having a great season, and he's wearing a Yankee uniform while doing it. That's nothing to sneeze at, my brother.
We got to leave it there. Was that cathartic for you?
Very good. I feel a little better, and he did a good job. He was peppy. He was into it. Nice job by Stephen A. That was very, very good.
Oh, you were peppy.
So I'm 2-1 there. Am I 2-1? Am I 2-1?
I'm peppy on
first. Am I 2-1?
No, you're 1-2.
Did I go 2-1?
1-2.
Quick takes, let's get it. It's a race to finish in the NL East with both the Mets and Braves tied atop the division with just 7 games left, including a huge series in Atlanta this weekend. When these two teams face off, Mad Dog, who is winning the East?
I think right now it might be Atlanta. This is huge ramifications, Molly. Don't forget here, the loser of this divisional race, and they're both going to win 100 games, is going to be playing in a wild card round. The winner doesn't have to do that. And then get bracketed with the Dodgers in a best of 5 series, which you don't want to have happen. So if the Mets end up losing to Atlanta, they're going to have to probably play a team like San Diego, and then if they beat them, then go play the Dodgers. If the Mets win the division, they don't have to deal with the first round best of 3, and they go right to St. Louis. That is a huge deal. They play 3 this weekend, 7 they're tied. Remember, they play the games in Atlanta, and you got a lot of weather issues. Yeah. The Braves don't want to lose the gate. They want the 3 home games.
Right.
So how Major League Baseball handles this, Stephen A. and Marcus, will be very interesting.
Well, you didn't bring up 2 key points. First of all, the durability of DeGrom and Scherzer matters.
100%.
So the more games you play, the more you're in danger of getting yourself injured. That's number one. And number two, it comes down to this. If the Mets don't win this division, the Mets ain't going to the World Series.
100%.
They'll probably 100%. Lose. They need to win their division, all right, so they can have a shot to meet the Dodgers and the NLCS and go to the World Series. They don't win.
Right,
they go in as a
rolling,
wild card.
We got to get back to football. Parity reigns supreme in the NFL. We're through 3 weeks in the NFL season. We've had some surprising results for teams we expect to be pretty good this year. Chargers, Bengals, Titans, Saints, Patriots, Niners, all part of a group of 1-2 teams. But it's just week 4. There's still time to turn it around. Mark is back here with us. Matt Doug, I'll ask you this. Which 1-2 team are you buying the most?
I think San Francisco. I'm okay with San Francisco. You know, Garoppolo just got there. Didn't really have a training camp. I mean, I know he makes big mistakes, but it wasn't, you know, it was a tough loss against the Broncos on the road. They play the Rams, who they play well. All these other teams have some quarterback issues. Garoppolo's won enough games in the past. I love Shanahan. They got a big defense. I think San Francisco will right the ship. I'm not worried about being them 1-2.
Lego?
I am. I mean, porn star Jimmy, I don't know if I can rely on him now. I mean, I just don't feel that way.
I just can't let it go.
Well, I'm out here near Melrose. I'm out here near Melrose places, right? It's right nearby the spot. I mean, what you want me to say? What you want me to say, Swaggo? But the point that I'm trying to make is this. I'm going to roll with the Chargers. I'm going to roll with the Chargers because I think, listen, obviously a lot is contingent on the health of Justin Herbert. He does those ribs don't heal, then we got a problem. We understand that. But in terms of their ability with the wideouts that they have, with the running back that they have, whatever, even though Brandon Staley is, this is his second year, I'm not overly impressed with the job that he's done. I just look on the talent that they got on both sides of the ball. Khalil Mack being there, Derwin James being there, Bosa being there, what have you, on defense. And offensively, I just highlighted what they have. To me, the Chargers, a team that I picked to win the AFC West, mind you, I believe that they are the 1-2 team to pay attention to.
God dog it, man. I switched to the Chargers, but I hate it because you picked the Chargers. So I'm going to go back to my original thought. Don't kill me, Cassandra, the producer. Don't kill me, Molly. I'm going with the New Orleans Saints. Okay? I had reservations, and I was going to say the Los Angeles Chargers because the AFC West is not as strong as we thought it would be. And I do believe Tampa, eventually when they get healthy, will be the better team. But I just got to believe that the Saints' talent at some point will come to the party. Like, I think the defense is going to be good, even though what we've seen. And offensively, I know Jameis late in games is turning the football over. And I know that is very scary for me. I was high on Jameis coming into the season. I'm not going to jump off the boat yet. Hopefully, this has been a learning process for him in the last 2 weeks of this season. But I still think Alvin Kamara is a really good football player. I believe these wide receivers will get it going. Pete Carmichael and Dennis Allen have to figure out offensively how to get this team to start fast. It has been happening the last three weeks, where they have to get going late in games to try to generate offense, and it's putting Jameis Winston back in the situation where he got to take chances and try to put the ball in harm's way in order to win games. This is about starts for the New Orleans Saints as opposed to them not being in games or not being good enough, and I believe that defense is really going to come to the party and probably win a couple games down the stretch for them so they're not in this situation. I'm going to go with the Saints because I damn sure ain't picking the Chargers to make you think you right.
Well, that's just emotion talking.
No,
because you were going to pick the – No.
I had the Saints first. I had the Saints first.
Always first go with you can hop
the
pump.
It ain't gonna disguise the reality that, like me, you had the Chargers winning the AFC West.
Yep.
Like me, you were going to pick the Chargers. So the fact of the matter is you already confessed that you agree with your boy. Well, you just don't want to admit it.
I agree, that is not what pastors do.
That is not what pastors do, Pastor.
But what's
Fizz.
Doggy, this is the problem. This is the problem with not being able to bring producers on. Last night, I was scratching my head, doggy. And the first team I sent in was the New Orleans Saints. That's who I sent in.
We have no
and then I thought
that.
About it,
no
and I was like, you know what? The AFC West is not what we thought it was going to
be.
Russell Wilson is struggling. We just saw Kansas City lose to the Indianapolis Colts. Obviously, we just came off a conversation about the Raiders. Who has the easiest path
in
their division? I would think the Chargers resurgent.
When you play college football, wasn't that at LSU? Wasn't that right down the block from the Saints? Wasn't that right down the block?
Man, don't be putting the Saints. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
You sure?
It don't have nothing to do with nothing.
Who the hell else would pick Jameis Winston? Who else would do that?
Molly, you were here. Mad Dog, you weren't here. Molly, you was here. Wasn't I high on Jameis Winston last year before he got injured?
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm not jumping off the Jameis train just yet.
You were high on the Saints. You were high on Jameis Winston. Absolutely.
That's my point, Miles.
You said he got the turnovers under control.
I'm going with the Saints.
All them LSU brothers do that. That's what they do.
I'm going with the Saints.
We'll have some gumbo, Stephen A.
That's what I said. The Big Easy. The Big Easy. Yeah, it's easy to stop them. It's easy to stop them.
I'm going with them. They mind, I'm a stick bomb. They mind, I'm a stick bomb.
Have a fabulous day.
That's a motion.
We'll see you on other television programs. You'll be back on Friday.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right, underdog to watch. Mad Dog, who you got?
I'm going to take Jacksonville. They played really well. They had a great win there in Sandy in L.A. against the Chargers. They dominated the game. They killed the Colts. The last 2 weeks, they've won 24-0 and 38-10. Peterson's going to Philadelphia. He's an ex-coach of the Eagles who won a championship. I can see the Eagles a little overconfident. Okay. Jacksonville, who's them? Lawrence has played well. They got a pretty decent defense. I'll say Jaguars. They're a big underdog. I'll say them.
Stephen A.?
I'm going with Philly. I'm going with Philly. They're home in Philadelphia. Doug Peterson, no doubt, has returned, and he's done a phenomenal job thus far. It's night and day, him compared to what Urban Meyer had them doing. You could see what a real NFL coach looks like right now because Doug Peterson is showing it, and Trevor Lawrence has looked good. But they're in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field. They've been rolling. I think they've got the momentum, even though Jacksonville is no joke right now. I'm going with the Eagles.
By the way, Stephen A., do you see the water sparkling behind us, the sunshine? You're just missing out on beautiful New York City. All right, let's get to contenders and pretenders. No, it's gorgeous. The boats are coming by me. I mean, what a life. Let's start with the Colts coming off that win versus the Chiefs. Are they contenders or pretenders, S.A.?
Who? The Colts?
Colts!
Pretenders. Why would I think that they're contenders? I mean, they've looked awful as far as I'm concerned, and Listen, they're not scrubs, but I'm just not high on them right now. Matt Ryan still has to show me a little bit more. And Jonathan Taylor, everybody knows the key on him now because they're daring others to beat them instead of him. So I'm just looking at it from that standpoint. I'm not sold on the coach yet. I would go pretender instead of contender.
Contender to me because it's a bad division. Good win against Kansas City. Maybe the offensive line gets a little better. Tennessee's 1-2. Jacksonville, who I just extolled. Young team, and Houston's bad. So I'll go contender for the Colts, partly because of the AFC South.
All right, let's talk about the AFC West here real quickly, because we thought this division, world beaters, they were like the NFC West. Absolutely. So the Broncos are 2-1, and they have the lead, but they haven't looked great. Are you going contenders or pretenders?
Oh, I'm
going
to go contender.
Tied for the lead, rather.
Yeah, tied for the lead with Kansas City at 2-1. I'm going to go contender only because I expect Russell Wilson to play a little better as the season moves along. I know he's been awful. He had the one good drive on Sunday night, the 80 yards. They won the game with 4 minutes to go. They got a pretty good defense. Hackett, as long as he stays the heck out of the way, I think Wilson will get a little better. Chargers not as good. Injuries. Raiders 0-3, we've discussed. Kansas City looks a little sloppy, too. I say still because of the fact the division's down, and I expect him to play better, Stevie. I say contender for the Denver Broncos.
I'm going to say pretender. I'm not sold on this offense. I think it's been anemic, to be kind. They have been completely and utterly unimpressive. I think we've seen some slippage in Russell Wilson. I'm not sold on Hackett as a head coach as of yet. I'm sure he's a nice guy and knows football, but I'm not sold on him as a head coach just yet. And I don't believe there's any way in hell that when the season ends, they're going to be better than the Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs. So we're talking about third place as a reasonable, plausible aspiration. I don't see it.
Doggy, how many of these teams, AFC West, are going to the playoffs?
I'm going to say two. The Raiders aren't going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
Chiefs and Chargers?
I'm worried about the health of the quarterback. And, of course, they lost to big linemen.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Broncos and Chargers are going to make the playoffs in the AFC West. Broncos and Chiefs.
Broncos and Chiefs.
I'm sorry, not the Chargers. Worried about the Charger injuries. Stevie?
Denver Broncos. I see two teams coming out of the West. Kansas City, Chargers. Those are the two teams. Raiders and Broncos will be home watching the postseason with us.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.